I'm Jonathan Overby with this week's edition of the Odyssey Series. A small selective sampling of trumpet players in the field of American jazz include Dizzy Gillespie, Miles Davis, Chet Baker, Wynton Marsalis, and of course the influential figure Louis Armstrong. The trumpet is an old instrument, and its evolution as an early European version of itself dates back to the 14th century and perhaps even much earlier. Discovered on every continent, early trumpets of differing kinds were fashioned from various sources, from wood to bamboo, ivory, manufactured in considerable quantity on the west coast of Africa, from tree bark and clay, metal, and even human bones, believed to have been employed during sacred and mysterious ritual ceremonies around the globe. History tells us that European trumpets and their somewhat similar forerunners were used in various ways for hunting and as a call to battle. These examples, dating back to at least 1500 BCE, eventually served as musical instruments only in the late 14th and early 15th century. Discovery affirms that the first known metal trumpets were fashioned from silver and bronze, with examples found in the grave of Egypt's king Tutankhamun in 1922. Of course, ancient forms of the instrument, unique to South America, Scandinavia, Africa, and China, were a trumpet-like device, possibly used in military processions, existed dating back to the 3rd to the 5th centuries. It wasn't until the early 1800s that the trumpet was given finger valves that facilitated the negotiation of various note combinations. By the 19th century, the trumpet had primarily reached adulthood as its physical shape and capacity as an instrument was established. Surprisingly, this period coincides with the early emergence of jazz in North America, in which the trumpet became a distinctive cornerstone to jazz ensembles, big and small. The trumpet, recognized for its imposing instrumental standing, is remembered for its medieval presence, its association with hunting, military functions, and its role in sacred and magical practices, and its fundamental use as a status symbol for royalty and the wealthy alike. Today, the trumpet is at home in a host of genres, including art music, orchestras, concert ensembles, and in folk and popular music. And whether it's featured in Bulgarian brass groups or in club bands that line Bourbon Street in New Orleans, few instruments can sound majestic and mournful, sometimes in the same composition. I'm Jonathan Overby, and this is another in a series exploring music the world over and its power to create greater understanding of those near and far.